Well, I've been thinking about, I know my testimony. I hope we all do. Before I knew Christ, we have to go back a ways, kind of like what Judy did this morning. Have to go back quite a ways. I went to high school in North Callaway. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. We had a new pastor. The only reason I went to church, I was raised in church. The only reason I went to church was just to see some of the friends that I graduated with. And Bill Dunn, Liz Dunn's son, was one of them I graduated with. And that's the only reason I went. We had a new pastor come in one day, and he was there for 3-4 years. But he said, we're wanting to start a youth group. I wasn't too hype on that. I was about 19 or 20, I think, is about where I was. And he said, well, I want to start a new youth group. And he said, we're going to go see the Cardinal baseball team. Well, okay. Well, time went on, and I kind of forgot about that. And there was a young lady that called me up, and she reminded me, we're going, oh, okay. Well, so then I started attending some of the meetings and stuff. We planned it. We went to see a Cardinal game, and it was very uncomfortable for me to talk to a pastor. The only reason I went to church was just social life, you know. I feel like I was a good kid, but that was the only reason I went. And my life was empty. I didn't know it, but my life was empty. He said, we're going to go and sing. We got an invitation to go and sing up here at Grand Prairie at a revival. It was in June of 1976. And I was a little nervous because, you know, I don't know about this stuff, you know. And we went and sang. One of the songs was, it was a very serious song. Life was filled with guns and wars, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Another verse was, two men walking up a hill, one disappears, and one's left standing still. You know, and I'm singing this, and what does this mean? I had no idea. And then the pastor, the evangelist, got up and he spoke. And I don't know if you've ever experienced it or not, but during the invitation, my knuckles, you know, they say your knuckles turn white holding on to that pew in front of you because you just can't, you know, the conviction is there. The Holy Spirit is knocking on your door. And I remember it just seemed like the invitation went on too long for me. And I remember thinking to myself, if somebody else goes forward, I'll go forward. And we all had our heads bowed, but I was kind of looking out of the corner of my eye. And Elaine Linnebringer got up. She went forward. And I said, well, I'm going forward. And I remember there's nobody prayed with me, but I was there. And I said, God, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you're real, I want you in my life. And that night after that was my commitment to him. And that night, I remember, I believe with all my heart, when I was in bed, the Holy Spirit came into my room and into me and filled my being. And he changed my life, changed my outlook on life. I brought the hymnal up because we sang that one song, I Am Thine, O Lord. Second verse says, partway down it says, let my soul look up with a steadfast hope and my will be lost in thine. And that was my prayer. And God gave me direction. He gave me direction that I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, but he said, I love you and I want you to be my child and I've got a beautiful plan for you. And we as a youth group, we got invited to Richland Baptist Church one time to sing. It was when the old building was still here. And I can just barely remember it, but it was kind of almost like in a circle. It was a special, I don't know if it was a revival or what, but anyway, we got invited to many different churches to sing. And the Holy Spirit blessed us. We had, at one point, I think 25 youth, and God would knock on the door of these young people's lives. And my gift at that time, and still is quite a bit, it was service. And I would go around, seemed like I made a big circuit. I went around and I picked up 5 or 6 kids, and we'd come to the meetings, and we'd have Bible study, and we'd have a time of play, prayer. I remember we meet up at the Avaz high school, of Oz Gymnasium on a Sunday, and we would do a lot of stuff together. But God, and I have to say, but God took care of me, and He opened doors for me. He's blessed my life. Again, I didn't know what God wanted me to do, but He gave me direction. I thought I was going to be a farmer all my life. He used some of my own desires, but I think He put those even in me to be an aircraft. I wanted to fly helicopters, and so He guided me there. And just a quick note here is that if we're obedient, God will guide us. If we step out of His will, we're His children, and He will spank us. And I stepped out of God's will, and God spanked us, spanked me, because I was the head of the house, if you will. We must keep our eyes on Him and really ask Him what He wants us to do. But I thank God for what He has done in my life.